بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, when there is load shedding, there is darkness. And if a person doesn't have any candle or torch, then he is in complete darkness. So in those areas where there is no electricity, there is a power surge, they don't have those type of equipment whereby they will be able to see some light, then there is complete darkness. So a person experiences some natural fear, person is unable to see, it becomes difficult for him to walk even in his own home, and to get anything that he requires, he can't go outdoors. So a person experiences some type of chaos, some turmoil, some pareshani, some distress. In a similar way, the spiritual heart also experiences load shedding. Because of the gunas that we commit, various sins. When we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual heart also experiences a power surge. It becomes dim, becomes dark. A person with a little bit of light, some candle, some torch, then he's able to see at least something. So alhamdulillah, with the iman that we have, there is some type of flicker, some light, nur of iman in our heart. In those areas, in those factories, in those masajid, with this generator, alhamdulillah, then even though there's load shedding, then at least the lights are go on. And the person is not in a distressful condition. So as I said, the spiritual heart experiences load shedding because of different types of vice, evil, filth that has made the entire heart completely dark. Allah has also kept a generator for us. And the generator of this heart is Zikrullah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brightens up the heart. It makes the heart munawwar. It brings light into the heart. The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is so powerful that it gives a person light and brightness in dunya, qabr, and on the day of qiyamah. In the qabr, there's also darkness. But the light in the qabr will be the a'mal of the person, the strong iman the person has. For that believer who goes into the qabr, who had a strong iman, he passed his test in the qabr, man rabbuk, ma dinuk, man hadha rajul, the three questions, and he lived a life of a'mal saliha, he made tawbah, istighfar, if he committed any sins, then inshallah in his qabr, there is brightness, there is light. But that person who dies without iman, disbeliever, munafiq, mushrik, or a person who lived a life full of filth, gunas, sins, gaining the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeyed Allah Rabbul Izzat. For him, the qabr is a place of darkness and zulumat. May Allah protect us. On the day of qiyamah, the disbelievers and munafiqeen will have darkness. A mu'min will have nur. Nurum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'imanihim. Bushraakum al-yawma jannat. A munafiq will run behind a believer. Naqtabis min nurikum. Let us get some light from you all, please. Qila arji'u waraakum faltamisu nura. It will be said, go away, go back. Seek light somewhere else. A munafiq won't have any light. A kafir won't have any light. A mu'min will have light. What is the light in this dunya, in the qabr and the akhirat? La ilaha illallah. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah makes mention of this in the Quran. That Allah keeps steadfast. Allah gives ثابت قدمي to the believers. بالقول الثابت with لا إله إلا الله. In this dunya also. A person who suffers some pareshani in this world, whether it is illness, whether it is financial difficulty, whether it is some social problem, whatever problem he has, he reverts to Allah, he returns to Allah. La ilaha illallah. There is no solver of my problem but Allah. There is no provider of any rosy to me, not even one morsel or one sip of food but my Allah. There is no person who can take me out of this mess that I have got into but my Allah. Qabr also, La ilaha illallah, and the day of Qiyamah, La ilaha illallah. So respected friends and elders, this La ilaha illallah is Kalimatul Tawheed, Kalimatul Ikhlas, Kalimatul Taqwa. These are the names given for La ilaha Kalima Tayyiba, where we say there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. We're saying La to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're saying La to Ghairullah, Illallah, but Allah, but Allah. May Allah Ta'ala make us to Zakirin, Shakirin. May Allah make us to inviters towards the Kalima La ilaha illallah. This is the miftah, the key to Jannat. La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannat. Without La ilaha illallah, the person is deprived of Jannat forever and ever and ever. Therefore we should make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, جَدِّدُ إِمَانَكُمْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Renew, refreshen your iman. Refreshen your iman with kasrat of La ilaha illallah, because it will make you remember that most powerful is only Allah. Most great is only Allah. Most powerful is only Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the planets, dunya, akhirat, the skies, the heavens, the earth, animals, insects, jinnat, angels, mankind, the birds, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains, the deserts, the sand, every particle belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Maliki Yawmiddin. He is a master of the day of judgment. We have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in our salat, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. So may Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast with La ilaha illallah. Whatever halat will come, may Allah protect us, always ask for afiyat. But whatever condition comes, the person again goes to La ilaha illallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, may Allah help us to continue making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that this load shedding of the hearts that takes place, we have the generator of dhikrullah to brighten our heart again. So a person who is a believer, a zakir, he is never in a distressful condition, because he has attached himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got that bond and that connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isai durus sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه، الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله remove the darkness of our heart my Allah يا الله give us a قلب سليم يا الله يا الله purify our hearts يا الله اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat يا الله remove us from all پریشانی that we are suffering from يا الله يا الله امت پر رحم فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما يا الله grant all of us يا الله especially those who have raised their hands now grant us afiyat يا الله عافیت والی زندگی Give us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deen wa dunya wal-akhirah. Give us afiyat salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Make us enjoy making sajda before you, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Guide us to do good a'mal, a'mal is salihah, a'mal that will please you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Rajab is coming to an end already, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in the remaining days of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Make us see Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such, my Allah, that it must become a means of us coming closer to you, my Allah. Spiritually, we must become strong again, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, remove all the barriers, Ya Allah, that are blocking us from reaching you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, the happiness, my Allah, bliss in our life, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our life, barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Barakat in our rozi, Ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Make it come to us with ease, without any difficulty, without having to stretch our hands in front of any makhluk, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands because there is no other person we can raise our hands towards besides you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ey Malik, you have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, call me, supplicate to me, I will answer you. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, your words are true, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands with hopes, my Allah, that you are going to fulfill our duas, fulfill our desires, Ya Allah. Remove our mashakil, our difficulties, Ya Allah. Whatever pareshani any person is suffering from, my Allah. Whether it is some sickness, Ya Allah. Whether it is a financial difficulty. Whether it is a court case, my Allah. Whether it is some family problem, some domestic problem, some social problem, my Allah. Different problems people have, Ya Allah. Whether the person is suffering depression. Whatever it may be, Ya Allah. Remove all the musibat we are going through. The bala and afat, my Allah, grant us happiness and afiyat, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Make us nek and salih, Ya Allah. Strengthen our iman, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumeen, Ya Allah, especially our family and close ones, my Allah. Our asatiza, our mashaykh, Ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, the highest of stages. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Do not make the qabr a pit of the pit of jahannam, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Tu Rahim, Kareem, Allah, Ya Allah. You are the most loving Allah, man. The most kind Allah. The most generous Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ey Malik Kareem, make our children become the coolness of our eyes.
Make them be anki thandak, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan is upon us in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them, ya Allah, from your unseen treasures which are so vast. Give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, ya Allah, you protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Our women folk, our elderly ones, my Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us come back towards you, my Allah. Make us come back towards you, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, answer their duas as well. حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.